Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. Today my special guest is an amazing young man who is a local independent filmmaker. His film Where's Henry is debuting tomorrow at the STIFF, at the Seattle True Independent Film Festival here in Seattle. It'll be showing at 9:30 p.m. At the Central Cinema. And so I just hope that you will come out if you are in the Seattle area, support this independent filmmaker, and, you know, check out his film. And, you know, he would honestly love to have some feedback from you also. So before I actually bring in Bless Aaron from AFAM Films, I want to play a piece which is the score for this particular film, Where's Henry? And it is done by one of our local artists, Silver Shadow D. It's called The Venting.
Somebody built it, such a rebirth time, like a reunion.
All right, that was The Fantine by Silver Shadow D. Silver Shadow D is one of the veterans in the hip-hop game here in Seattle, Washington. So, you know, that's just an amazing thing to realize that this particular independent film, the music that's featured in it is by artists right here in the Pacific Northwest. So with that said, I'm going to bring in Bless Aaron from AFAM Films and find out more about him and about his debut indie film, Where's Henry? So, Bless, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good. I'm very excited about having you on the show. This is the first time that I've ever had somebody from the film industry on the Leopard Carpet or any of the Flavor News radio shows. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me.
I'm honored to be on your show, Lady Flavor. I was expecting a solo on that song, though.
You expect
what? Yeah, you solo singing on that song. Okay.
Well, you know, I was chair dancing over here, okay? And I want you to know that Silver Shadow D sent out his best. He unfortunately is not going to be able to tune into the show live or call in today because of prior obligations, but he is just very, very proud and excited for you and also honored in the fact that he was able to play a role in the making of this particular film.
Oh, yeah. He provided the main music, the score, basically, for the film for the most part. So I got much love for Silver Shadow and everybody that was on the soundtrack. This is all family, all Seattle, you know, all love.
Right. So Bless, you know, before we actually get into talking about Where's Henry, which is your debut film that's going to be showing in the Stiff tomorrow at Central Cinema, how did you get into filmmaking?
Well, it was a thing that I've basically always been into. I always was a creator from making little comic strips when I was a kid, during class, getting in trouble for it, to writing rhymes, to, you know, and to making my own little, small little films. I actually got reconnected with it in college while I was pursuing my bachelor's in economics. And I took this creative writing class, and my idea was to transform this poem into visually. So I wanted to visually explain this poem. It was an interesting project, but it sparked back. It basically sparked me back to the road I was supposed to be on, which was creating things and writing.
All right. So when you identify yourself as a director, what does that really entail for Bless Aaron of AFAM Films?
It entails being a leader, but also being somebody who's able to collaborate. The film industry is a collaborative effort, so you have to be able to work with people. So I got to be a people's person. I have to, you know, kind of be the centerpiece where everything comes. So everybody comes to me as far as what to do or everybody's working towards my vision, but I got all these extra hands helping me. So just being able to navigate through that and still be cool to everybody and give everybody their proper due, that's being a director to me. It's not about the individual, it's about the group.
Okay. So let's talk about Where's Henry, and why don't you kind of give us, you know, kind of a synopsis of what Where's Henry is about.
You want the long one or the short one?
You know what? We only opted for 30 minutes today, so whatever you can fit in.
Okay. Well, basically, it's about Melissa. She's a mother to be, and her boyfriend, her family, basically owes money to this loan shark, and it's put on her to find the money. So the thing about Melissa is that she kind of has this fantasy kind of mindset. You know, she wants the white picket fence, and, you know, and she's about to have this baby with this guy who's, you know, I guess not necessarily the greatest person in the world, but she keeps hold to that illusion. So what happens during the course of this movie, you know, she just gets stripped of all these illusions, all these hang-ups, all these things that in order to get the money. So
you actually wrote this particular script, correct?
Yeah.
Now, did you work on it with anybody else, or was it just a solo project for you as far as the writing of it?
I wrote it myself, but I did have people to critique it. I had classmates to critique it, and, you know, friends and family. So I'll send the script to people and, you know, take their notes and, you know, see if I agree or not. And, you know, so the writing's collaborative too, because you can't just, being a writer, sometimes you could be a little, maybe you're too attached to what you write.
Sure,
and, you know,
sure, I would imagine.
Yeah, so, you know, you might draw out a scene too long and stuff like that. So, you know, it's good to have another set of eyes to help you pull it back. But as far as co-writer or anything like that, no, this is me solo.
So then I do want to play a clip from the film, but before I do that, Bless, can you kind of explain where the concept of this particular film came from?
Well, how this got started actually was kind of by accident. I was late doing the assignment when I was in school, when I was getting my master's at the New York Film Academy in L.A. We were supposed to write, a film idea, and I didn't do it. So I just came up with something real quick about three people that owe money to somebody, and they got to pay it back. They got to figure out a way to pay it back. The whole thing with the character Melissa coming in and making it more her story came from hearing a lot of women, some of my friends, talk about being in abusive situations and, you know, verbal, physical, you know, the whole shebang. And my question was, okay, well, when did you decide to get out, or how long was you in the relationship? And, you know, you get 7 years, 10 years. They stay up for a long time. So the question was why, and what makes them want to leave. So I kind of explored some of that with Melissa, and that's why she goes through all the stuff that that she goes through. And shouts out to Shelley Boone. She plays Melissa in the movie. I put her through a lot in this movie.
Yeah. So, you know, and I will say I have viewed the film. I'm one of the lucky people that viewed the film. And so there's so many questions, Bless, that I could ask you just because, you know, I want to understand the whole process, like how you – you know, like you just explained kind of how the project came about, but also, you know, how you went through the process of picking the actors to, you know, the music that was played and the settings and everything like that. But maybe, you know, when I have you come back on the show, we can kind of go through that a little bit more in depth. But, you know, I do want to play an excerpt just to give the listening audience of this particular show a taste. If they are not here in Seattle, you know, what they're kind of missing out on. But if they are here in Seattle, kind of give them a taste if they have that opportunity to come out tomorrow night to the actual viewing of this film. So I'm going to play the piece that is Nolan and Jeffy's opening scene, and maybe you could give us just a quick, you know, setup of this particular scene.
Well, it's just this is the first time you're going to see Jeffy and Nolan, and basically they're faced with the dilemma. Their friend Henry is missing, hasn't showed up to meet with them about the money. So they're all supposed to be trying to get this money, and they missed the meeting time. So it's just a kind of little frantic situation for those guys.
All right. So with that said, I'm going to play Nolan and Jeffy's opening scene from Where's Henry?
I was still in here. Where the fuck are you hearing, man? Where's Henry? Man, where the fuck is he? We need 5 hours from now, Nolan.
I'm aware of that, Jeffy. Sit down, you're making me nervous, man. Jeffy, we only got a total of $116. We are so fucked.
All right, that was the opening scene with Nolan and Jeffy from Where's Henry? And again, I had the opportunity of viewing this film, and that's a pretty good little excerpt from this particular film to just get a feel of the intensity of this particular situation, because they are so extremely anxious, you know, and everything that they say and do, you know, is just centered on the fact that they do not have this money, you know, and they're like, where's Henry, you know, so... Yeah, I I've watched it a few times and stuff like that, and it's funny when you watch a film a second time, and I'm sure we do this with any film that we watch, you pick up on something else the next time around. So, you know, I'm excited, and again, this is something that's kind of new for me, as far as, you know, being a cheerleader of artists and independent artists and stuff like that. So I'm just really excited to have you on the show today, Bless, and to, you know, have this opportunity to kind of branch out as far as, you know, what it is that I do as Lady Flava of Flava News. But, you know, what does it feel like, you know, to actually have this final product and now have people coming to actually view it?
It feels great. It's been a long time in the making. And I'm actually ready to get to a next project and build on this project, and you know, it's all good, and I'm feeling the love around the town, and I'm really excited.
I'm excited too, and you know how I feel when it comes to supporting, you know, local artists. So I was really excited in the fact that there are several independent underground artists that you have their music featured in this particular film. And was there a process in how you went about, you know, choosing the artists and their music to play?
Not as far as, I mean, all the artists were willing to help me and give me music. It was just fitting in the particular songs to meet what I needed in the music. I mean, what I needed in the movie. And I think it turned out well, you know. The beat you heard in the background before that clip in it was Black Stacks, Like These. You know, I know you know about them.
right.
You know, but, yeah, that's fam, too. And they offered lots of music to me, both from the Black Stacks album, Jace E. Cage's album, Silas Black's solo album, and Felicia Lau's album. So I have them as individuals and as groups. So it was pretty cool to kind of have it. Just it was like a kid in the candy store, because you know I'm a hip hopper. I'm a hip hopper off top.
Yeah.
I'm a black man and a hip hopper. Those are the first things.
and a filmmaker in there.
I'm a filmmaker too, but the roots, my roots comes from all that, comes from music, blues, the whole nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was listening to the music, just listening to the music itself separate from the film, it was just really interesting to me also the diversity, you know, of the talents and different styles of hip-hop. And, you know, even there's some music, I guess you would consider it more rock. Is that how you would consider that piece? And so it's, you know, it was really interesting, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, when I go back and watch the film again, because, you know, I'm going to do it. And, of course, I believe that I will be there tomorrow night. You know, it's kind of like this toss-up. Do I go with Black Stacks to Portland, or do I go to, you know, the viewing of Where's Henry? So it's like, you know, so much is going on right now. So there's a very good chance that I will be at the viewing of Where's Henry tomorrow night. But it's interesting to me, you know, to just be able to hear the music, you know, in its entirety, you know, from these particular artists to then, you know, see how you fit it in to the film. So, you know, I could keep going on, but we are, you know, coming short on the time tonight. And I know that you've got a lot of things that you need to do and to prepare for this particular event tomorrow night. But what is it that you kind of anticipate from tomorrow night? Do you have any anticipation of what the outcome is going to be?
No. I just hope people receive it well. And I'm pretty confident in that. I mean, question for you, Lady Flavor, did you enjoy the movie?
You know what, I did. I really honestly did. And, you know, I think that it really, you know, it portrayed the anxiety behind the situation. And so with that, it drew me into, you know, what was coming next. And I'll be honest with you, I was like, where's Henry, you know? It wasn't until I watched it the second time I figured that all out. But I was like,
yeah, I like it.
Because I was like, okay, where's Henry? I was waiting for Henry to pop out, right? But I think that it really, you know, it played on, you know, the anxiety that any of us could feel put into a situation that is stressful like that. And, you know, what would you be willing to do to try to resolve the problem? You know, because you know that it's intense. You know that it could go either a good way or it could go extremely bad way. And so, and then in the end, of course, me being a single mom, you know, most of my life, you know, I liked the end of the film, you know. And so, you know, I'll be honest with you. I said to myself, could I have seen a little bit more of that? You know, but I know that this was supposed to be a short film that probably ended up being a little bit longer than what it originally had planned to be. But no, I honestly, I'm proud. You know, I'm really, really proud. And I too am curious to kind of see, you know, what people's reactions are to this film, because it's, again, it's something that's kind of new for me, coming from the standpoint of somebody who supports artists versus mm-hmm. just going into a film and watching it, you know, as a fan. But, you know, before we finish out the show, Bless, why don't you tell us about some of the projects that you have coming up in the near future, and maybe, you know, plans that you have for AFAM Films, you know, in the future?
Well, just the current projects that I'm working on, the one is the documentary that I'm doing about the kids that were abused by the priest in Chicago.
Okay.
I'm doing that documentary. I'm also doing some stuff for Black Stax. I'm actually filming the beginning of their tour tonight. I'm just writing, just trying to get back to writing, trying to get in the swing of things, trying to get the company all organized so we can continue to do business and make some money.
Okay.
And I guess my dream of my company is
mm-hmm.
to create a a database of artists where we're all connected to help upcoming artists, you know, as far as filmmaking and stuff like that. On my end, is filmmaking, because what I find is for a lot of independents, especially in places outside of L.A., is that sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's hard to find good crew, good writers, good people to support you. So I want to make that accessible to people, to young artists that have vision, have something significant to offer to the film industry, and also just keep making my own movies and
mm-hmm.
whatever else tickles my fancy at the time.
No, I understand. You know, I think that's really interesting that you're wanting to kind of develop a data, you know, a central database or whatever of, you know, of people that you can pull from, you know, whether it be, you know, actors or videographers or cinematographers. I don't even know if I'm saying these things correct or whatever. And I think that's something that's really amazing that you even are thinking that direction, because I think it's a great thing to do. It's one of the things that I had originally thought about doing, you know, through Flava News and, you know, in creating a database as far as, you know, somebody came to me and said, you know, who's a book reviewer, who's a publisher, who's a producer, you know, or whatever, to kind of do that research and know who it is that I'm comfortable with and being able to recommend. So I think that's a great idea, Bless, that you're wanting to put together something like that, because I can definitely see the value in it. So,
mm-hmm.
Now, just out of curiosity, now that we've come to the end of the show, now, is where could people find out more about you online?
The website is under construction right now, but mid-June, you can go to afamfilms.com. That's AFAMPHIMS. So basically,
mm-hmm.
AFAM, like a family, and film spelled with a PH, .com.
All right. So sometime in the very near future, that website will be opening up so that people can stay up on what you are doing and know how to reach you if they're interested in doing any projects.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that you do have a Facebook page, too, and so there is information on your Facebook, AFAM Films page, where they can also find out more about you and what you're doing, correct?
There is.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank
you. Friendly though. I don't know how to do all the Facebook stuff, so I don't know how to direct them to it. Just look up AFAM Films. That's how you do it.
Yeah, I think that's all you would need to do is look up AFAM Films. But, you know, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Leopard Carpet with me today. I hope that we can schedule something that's, you know, a little more lengthy, you know, because I warned you I could talk, so I could keep you on the show for, you know, an hour or two talking about, you know, what you're doing in more depth about the film. But I think that it would be fun to have you come back after the actual viewing and, you know, maybe there's some people that are in the audience that we could get, you know, to call in and share their thoughts about the film and all of that. But I'm excited. I cannot wait for tomorrow. I'm just, you know, I think, you know, this is something that you should be very, very proud of, you know, because just as me as Lady Flava, I'm very proud to know you and to have had the opportunity to view the film, you know, before the actual viewing. And, you know, I look forward to future projects, you know, and I look forward to seeing you tonight at Black Stacks, you know, I Love My Life tour, opening night of the tour at the Rendezvous, so...
Yes, indeed.
All right. So then I will see you tonight. I will probably see you tomorrow night. And thank you again, Bless, from AFAM Films for coming on the Leopard Carpet and talking about your debut film that's going to be showing at the Stiff at the Central Cinema at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Take care. And I want to thank everybody who listened to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. I know that Silver Shadow D has already sent me a message saying he wants to check out the archives, and Black Stacks also wants to check out the archives. So help spread the word. You know, we have a local independent filmmaker right here. Bless Aaron with AFAM Films. All right, take care, Bless, and I will see you tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You wonder how the OGs grew old in the hood and got dope, cause it was cold and it was so understood that you yeah, and I bet a nigga won't, but I wish a nigga would try to take mine even though he was trying to be good, but you
I'm bombing. fly, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have to go ahead and get fitted. You know what I'm saying? Show them how real bosses do. I got Dame on his way over here, man. We gonna have to sneak Ashley up in there. You know what I'm saying? But you know we gonna kick it tonight, though. Yeah, we gonna kick it tonight. Now welcome to the party, time to get your groove on. And if your man don't wanna dance, then tell him move on. It's top of entertainment and we're staying in your ear. I can tell you wanna dance, that's the reason why you're here. Well, I'm your boss, the Reverend, and I'm here to get you down. Because I'm known to cut rugs, as a matter of fact. Let me show you a good time.
Involved. Your girl,
family,
anyone who steps in this fucking room. Hey.
All right, you've been listening to The Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. My featured guest today was Bless Aaron with AFAM Films, independent filmmaker, with his film debuting tomorrow at the Stiff at the Central Cinema, 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is Friday, June 3rd, and the film is called Where's Henry? Hope to see you there. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word.